Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. Save 20% at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Spooked. The Scary Story Improvised Podcast. I'm Damian Depping.
I'm Cody Crane.
And I'm Chili Davidson.
Whoa, Chili, you're lighting up right now.
Wow. Hey, I'm very excited. I love to be with friends on a nice day.
Oh, yeah.
It's your first time guest hosting.
I couldn't be more thrilled. I got the call and I ran. Mm-hmm. I literally ran from the Greenwood Station up there. You should have seen me. I was taking off down the street.
You were very out of breath when you got
holding
here.
Holding your hat.
Yes, I was like, they asked me, Mom, I'm on a podcast today.
Yeah. The bus kept slowing down. He's like, do you want to get on? You're like, no, no.
The folks at home might know from your first episode of being a guest that you're a super fan, probably our biggest fan.
I am. I've listened to maybe 3-4 episodes.
Biggest fan.
Yeah, know them inside and out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking to have a better showing than the first time. If you're out there and you listen to my first one, I promise I can do better.
God, it's getting so sad right off the top.
What about the people who loved your episode?
Then God bless you and God bless America.
Oh my God.
All right.
There we go. Well, Chili, enough of you trying to bring down the mood of this place and make us all sad.
My apologies.
I'm not sad.
We got a guest here to bring us up. We got Jordan Brown here.
Yay!
Hey, how's it going?
Amazing.
Oh, good.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming.
I'm excited.
Yeah, for the folks at home that may not know you, you're a stand-up, you're a writer, you do it all, you're a podcaster as well on the same network as us.
Yes.
Yeah, Fuck Girls.
Yes. Yes, Fuck Girls. Yesterday I did a show and they were like, she has a podcast called Fuck Girls, but there's no you in it, so I think she might be Christian. Give it up for Jordan.
Wait. That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. And I had to go up there and be like, I'm not.
Yeah.
And it's just for like doing social media.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have leaned into being Christian. I was like, thank you.
Yeah, I should have.
It's funny how misleading that title is. Like, I've heard you tell stories about people who just think it means something else than it really is. Like, people think you're like, yeah, fuck girls.
Yeah, fuck girls.
This is the anti-feminist.
Like, why would
podcast?
I be doing that?
That'd be amazing.
That'd be more like a Chili podcast.
Yeah.
Yes. I do have podcasts where I talk anti-women, and you can check them out anytime. They're on SoundCloud, and they get no hits, but I'm going off.
Yeah, it's just on SoundCloud, too. It doesn't go to Apple or anything.
But it's like a nicer version. It's Forget the Ladies.
Yeah. Forget them. We don't need them. Can't live with them. That's it. We don't need them.
This is taking a turn way too early.
Well, two turns will bring us back.
Oh, that's true.
So
that's interesting. I'm thinking about that too much.
Yeah,
like in life, you know, if you take a couple wrong turns, you might end up not where you wanted to be, but back where you started, which is a fine place to be as well.
Wow,
right back where you started.
Wow. Not all the who wander her are lost.
Yes,
by J.R. Tolkien.
No, you just you never left.
Yes, that's true. Wow, what a journey we went on there.
Speaking of journey, what got you started?
The Hobbit.
I'm good at transitions. It's my, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's my thing. Yeah,
good at something.
Speaking of journeys,
let's talk about that. Journey.
Yeah, what got you started into comedy? Did it start with comedy to acting, writing? What was the true passion here?
It started with improv. I grew up in Saskatchewan doing improv there in high school and out of high school and in university and shows and stuff like that. And then I went to Winnipeg for an improv festival, like a week-long intensive thing. And then I just had a meltdown and I was like, I'm going to do comedy. And then I moved to Toronto 2 weeks later. And now here we are.
Wow.
Jamming out.
Yeah. And you went to the same school as both of these bozos.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Oh, that's why we're funny. And you're just the host who does segues.
When did you go to Humber?
2014, 15, I think.
Oh,
it was.
Okay.
He was the year before me, and I don't remember.
I remember hearing about Chili and being like, fuck that guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now we're lovers.
That's right.
Yeah.
In a platonic sense.
Yes, yes, love us.
In a very physical sense.
Rock.
That's great.
Well, you do what you can, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you find starting off in improv in Winnipeg that people were objects in scenes?
Yeah, I mean, I was a big tree a lot of the time. Yeah. Love to be a tree or a table or a chair. Because what a better place to listen to the scene, you know?
I think you're in it, but you don't have to be in it.
Yeah, you don't. Because I never felt like I was good at, and this is why I'm a bit nervous for today, never really that good at improv. But I, because I never really thought to think about the, I never thought to care about the story part of it, you know? I was more just interested in the one lines and stuff like that.
Like the jokes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they would tell me, that's not what it's about, but also we love when you do that. We love when you're like
that. Did you start
in
competitive improv or was it?
Yeah.
I always find when I hear people do that, I'm like, that seems like the worst way to start improv.
Honestly, like we never cared to win and we never did.
Because that's what it should be. That's what improv's about, right? Mm-hmm. It's like not a competition. It should be like listening to others and having fun and not thinking about, that's what stand-up's for. Stand-up's for being the funniest person in the room, right?
That's
why you're such a successful stand-up. You want to be the funniest person in the room.
Thank you, Chili.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Until I came to Toronto, all of the improv I experienced was competitive improv, though. Like, I started with the Canadian Improv Games. I'm sure that was the same thing for you. And then Vancouver, all of the, like, local improv shows were all competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were like, oh, audience votes for the top four people, and then they're allowed to come to the next show, and the other people are never on the show again.
Yeah. You have to move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Improv in Vancouver is intense.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. Mm-hmm. I had the worst improv teacher in Vancouver, and I'll say it right on air.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because he just would say, like, he'd be like, here's our lesson for today. We're going to do, like, long form.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, it's a little something like this. Pull one person from the class and then do a full long form set.
Good for him.
And then class would be over and it would be done.
Oh,
be
my like, gosh.
Okay, yeah, we all didn't have a chance to perform today.
I think both of these guys can attest that there's some teachers at Humber who do a lot of talking.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very funny improvisers, successful people I like, but not people who let you do a lot of improv.
Yes, that was a big problem for me.
Humber did burn improv down to the ground for me.
Yeah, it took me like a year to get back into it. I was like so hate, and I've heard other people
I'm still recovering
the same thing.
But my main point here with all this is that we should start an improv troupe and bring the trees and objects back.
Yes.
Trees, animal in the background.
That is so true. Why not?
It's actually, environment is like, people don't do it as much, but it's like, I've done classes where you start to think about the scene as a whole rather than thinking about, I'm getting like deep in improv. But if you're actually like in the scene and you're like supporting in some way, because I've done like Cat's Cradle, which is like everyone's on the stage at the same time, you're more a part of the thing than when you're just like thinking about the next scene, right?
Yeah.
Think about what's happening on stage right now rather than the next scene, which it feeds the improv so much more when everyone on stage is into it and the audience likes that more. So being environment is actually low-key a better choice than you think it is sometimes.
I better see you doing it then.
Yeah, you better be a dang tree today.
Yeah, today I'm going to do some environment. Not everyone at home will see it, but it will be good.
You can do sound environment.
That's true.
You could be the whispers through the leaves.
Yeah.
just a character who whispers.
Like, you know, like the wind whispering through the leaves, or
it's me, the wind.
Yeah.
Or you know who else whispers is ghosts. Jordan, do you believe in ghosts?
Oh, transition again.
Oh my god. Wow. Way to hammer us over the head with that ham-fisted transition.
He's practicing. He's a new host of a show. You guys can check it out. Yeah. He does these transitions.
That'd be fun. Sometimes when I'm doing stand-up and I like don't feel like doing transitions, I'll just like drag, force it, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, there you go. Let's move on.
Yeah.
But also, I don't like doing that. No one laughs. Anyway, what was the question?
Do you believe in ghosts?
I do. Yeah. I like to be careful with how much I believe, because I believe that if I believe a lot, I will encounter them more.
Well,
I believe you've encountered them before.
No.
Okay, so more than zero, then.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
right.
I can't say that I haven't encountered them for sure. I have seen a pirate when I was little. I can't tell you if that was real or purely imagination.
Wait, what do you mean you saw a pirate? This could be a number of things.
We moved houses and I was sleeping in the living room and I woke up and I looked in front of me and I saw a pirate peek around the door.
No, you did not.
I did.
It's a bold-faced lie.
How do you know it was a pirate? Was there like
it was
a hat?
Dressed like a pirate.
And he just came around and said, "Arr," no, and then disappeared.
Just peeked and then went back. And my whole life I have seen like...
lifted up his eye patch and winked.
Yeah.
Went back to his ship after that.
Yeah.
Captain Feathersword, more like.
But I've just seen a lot of... I can't tell if I'm just like, well, crazy or I've seen, maybe I see things. Maybe they're ghosts. Maybe I just see things.
How old were you when you saw the pirate?
Probably 10.
10. Okay.
But my whole life, I've kind of always woken up and seen like a figure of a man in a doorway.
Okay.
And then I go, Dad? And then I blink, blink, blink,
and he
blink.
runs back to his room and pretends to be sleeping.
Yeah. He's a cruel man, and he's been doing this to me my whole life, so I'm confused.
So he can't let you know that he's being, he's watching over you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, my dad is alive, though. Let's say that for sure.
Well, I meant like, I didn't mean like in a dead person way over you. I meant like in a protecting father
yes,
way.
Yes. I just don't want to jinx anything.
But yeah, I can understand what you mean. Yeah. Like he's watching over me.
Yeah.
But he's dead to you. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Close enough.
But if you're continuously seeing someone in front of your door, it brings to the question, an important question, can ghosts put on costumes to be a pirate in a moment?
I believe they can, and why wouldn't they?
I mean, if you died at a costume party.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like a Halloween thing. That, yeah. Like, if ghosts were real, that would be very reasonable.
I mean, that's the best time to kill somebody is at a Halloween party.
Yes.
What?
There's already fake blood and spooky thing? Costumes mm-hmm. and weapons and knives out, and so people don't think anything of it right away. That's... Everyone's masked, so you can't see who it is.
Mm-hmm.
The perfect time. The perfect crime.
That's like how having a heart attack is... the worst thing when you're playing charades or something.
Yeah, that's true. That was what happened with the guy from Sanford and Son. He had a heart attack and people thought he was doing the bit and then he died.
Oh,
what?
Shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's what I read
Who
somewhere.
Who in Sanford and Son?
You know, the guy's like, Elizabeth, I'm coming for you.
Red Fox.
Red Fox. Yeah.
Oh,
Red Fox. This was Red. I was going to ask
this
Red Fox. Yeah, yeah. The main guy, Sanford.
Yeah, yeah.
Famous stand-up comedian.
I have a toy of Red Fox in my room.
Wow. Yeah, he's a legend, man.
I'm a huge Red Fox fan.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
It's a good show, too.
Are you a fan of Red Fox?
No, I don't know.
You never watched Sanford and Son? Oh, they had a
Sounds
junkyard.
Like,
he's a trailblazer. Comedian. So you watch any documentaries, Red Fox is on there. I've been meaning to check out his stuff.
You'll get there eventually.
Chili, please find the door. But I was looking up online here, found another mm-hmm. ghost
oh.
story.
Mm-hmm. Is it a pirate one?
It's not. Well, we had a pirate-esque one before with Peg Leg.
Yeah, that's true. But Peg Leg does not denote pirate necessarily.
My dad used to always tell me a ghost story about a Peg Leg man.
Oh.
A Peg Leg Lake?
Peg Leg Lake?
We would go to Crooked Lake, but he would call it Peg Leg Lake and said there was an old man with a peg leg.
Okay.
hobbling around.
Peg Leg Brown was in London, Ontario.
My last name is Brown.
That's true. Oh my God, this is your ghost.
Maybe they are watching over you.
Do we go back to our favorite story? Our favorite ghost story, just so...
Do we have to?
No, we don't have to.
We don't have
to? Well, there's family relation here.
That's true.
Marion Peg Leg Brown, a one-legged cowboy from Texas who was hung for the murder.
He was hung, huh?
When did this gentleman die?
1899.
And he was hung.
So this could have actually been that he was still alive. And he came and visited you at that time because he's a family member. You were alive in
1899. No, he was hung in 1899.
Oh, I see. Oh, you're 130.
Yes, yes. You're looking wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ever since, people have seen apparitions of a man with a peg leg.
Let's do a different one. Let's do a fresh one. Yeah, we don't want to recycle ghost stories.
I'm just saying that it's a family relative, so it might mean a lot.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm also...
We'll do an ancestry.com about it.
Yeah. I would love a witch story if there's any witch ghosts.
Witch ghosts.
Which ghost should we pick?
Which?
What?
Whatever you like.
I had one up
here.
Yeah,
do that.
From Cambridge.
Perfect.
Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Galt Collegiate Institute.
Nice.
Okay.
You know that one, Julie?
No.
Have you been there?
I don't do these.
You go there?
Yeah, yes. I take kinesiology.
Nice.
Trying to better yourself. Get out of this comedy spiral.
I don't think they have that. Course.
Okay.
At Galt.
If we get an angry letter from Galt saying they do, I'm going to be so mad at you.
And please have someone from Galt Collegiate Institute be listening to this on a regular basis.
That's a weird name.
It's Ontario's oldest continuously operating educational institution. May also be the residence of the ghost of its first headmaster.
May also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As well as students killed in both world wars.
Wow. So
pretty good.
A lot of people died during both world wars. That's not an unreasonable thing to happen.
But not everyone that dies in the war haunts Galt Collegiate Institute.
No, but I'm just saying. It's saying that
imagine
students,
they had every soldier.
They had students die in both world wars is not an unusual thing, I don't think.
But get this, Damien.
Yeah.
This is going to turn you around.
It's not.
Students have reported the scent of pipe smoke on the top floor.
where snipers would be.
Smoking their pipes, giving away their location.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
I was thinking pipes as in guns.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So the pipes
are calling was about guns.
Mm-hmm. And the sound of boys whispering in the empty main floor corridor.
Okay, I'm in.
Not in. I'll never be in.
I'm
keep
not
going.
In, but sure.
Well, that was it.
That's scary.
That's it?
Whispers?
Yeah. Well, we were talking about whispering. I said the ghost whisper as a transition before. Chili got mad at me for it, but it's true. It's on here.
Well,
you don't have to show me. I believe you. People write stuff online all the time.
You know why they whisper? Because they're losers and they won't speak up.
I whisper.
I do too.
Isn't there boys that go to the school? Why aren't they just whispering?
No.
Yeah, there's probably just children who are at
this
school.
This is the empty main floor corridor.
What do you mean empty?
It's the empty main floor corridor.
The main floor corridor is empty?
For the ghosts.
How many people go to this school?
I don't know. How many
one.
Go.
There's people there every day when I'm there for my kinesiology.
Julie, why don't you do a little research of your own? Tell me how many go to the school. I just got the ghost story.
Let me pull it up on my iPad here.
I mean, you could do that.
I don't have an iPad.
You have an iPhone.
Yeah, I'm not doing any work on this podcast.
Okay.
It's not my job.
Do people see the ghosts ever?
No one's seen it. They've just smelt the pipe smoke and heard the whispering, as far as this says.
Wow.
That is such a tenuous, weak connection to ghosts.
Yes.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, how about another one from Woodstock?
Please.
Yeah, Woodstock, Ontario.
The festival, though, the town.
Yeah.
Wow.
Old Oxford County Courthouse and Jail.
Oh, I've been there.
You've been there?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, did some time, huh?
Did you see anything?
I did not see anything. It was pretty creepy, because you can see like where people were hung and stuff.
The removal of the death mask of Thomas Cook, an alleged wife murderer executed in 1860s. from an archway entrance in 1982 reportedly triggered a series of bizarre occurrences.
Ooh.
Someone took the mask and now...
That's alleged insane. Wife murderer.
Yeah.
Yeah, they killed him, but they're still not quite sure. Yeah.
Did he do it?
You should have figured it out by this
one. Still trying to get to the bottom of that one.
Like his wife showed up after, and like, I'm still alive.
We're pretty sure, but we're going to drop the case. That's it. It's done.
He's already dead.
But the bizarre occurrences include flickering lights and a ghostly face in an air duct tunnel.
So faulty wiring.
A ghostly face in an air duct tunnel is not faulty wiring. Mm.
I feel like your dad
could just be a reflection when people look in the air duct. And it's
I feel like your dad shouldn't have told you ghost stories because you seem to be getting scared very easily.
I am. If you get me a little bit more scared, I'll cry.
Oh, yeah?
Which is fun.
Well, right, find a spookier one.
You were there, so you can tell me this. Because they said that all of this stopped when the mask was found and hung back up again. So did you see the mask of Thomas Cook?
I don't think I could see it because there was a gate.
Oh, you didn't go inside or anything.
Oh, they didn't let you in?
No. It wasn't a professional tour or anything. We were just walking around it.
Just doing perimeter.
Yeah. They only allow the professional tours to go through.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, that's scary. So what kind of mask was it? Like what kind of mask do you wear?
It said like death mask, so I don't know if it's specifically like, it's probably like that hood that they put on when they...
I don't like masks, so this is giving me a little bit of a chill. I'm not a mask. Yeah.
Did you ever watch the Goosebumps Haunted Mask?
No. Did you ever see The Mask or Son of the Mask?
I have. Not Son of the Mask, but I've seen The Mask.
That's The Mask?
Smoking.
Oh my God.
It's scary.
It's like a statue,
Whoa.
Basically.
Oh, so...
Wait, so he wouldn't wear that when he was doing the killing because it doesn't have eye sockets.
No, I think they probably, after they killed him, they wanted to honor him.
Oh, would that be like when you bury him and you put a mask on? But I thought you only did that with like cool people, like pharaohs and kings and shit.
We'll post the pick up on the website there.
Yeah. Wait, so is that... that's so weird.
King Tut had a death mask.
King Tut.
Tut.
That's scary, though.
But you know what else might be scary?
What?
The story we're about to tell.
Oh, I hope not.
We're all going to draw positions.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
We didn't even do that.
We didn't draw them beforehand this time.
It's been a while. Ooh. We've done it this way.
This is a nice box.
We got it off of Buns.
For what? What'd you trade?
A bag of coffee.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then we...
Oh, it was two bags of coffee. Blonde roast, no less. That stuff sucks.
Perhaps.
Oh, classic. What? I feel like this is just given to the guest host.
You picked it. You picked the egg.
You picked it. It was all random.
I don't believe it, because when I was here, the guest host was this person, too.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Do we say who we have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to review?
Swing.
Ooh,
I also got swing.
Nice.
So that means you both have no responsibility within the story. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. It's great. We don't have to do a dang thing unless we, do a dang thing.
And I drew the celebrity.
Oh, we know what the celebrity means.
Yeah, I draw the button on a random celebrity generator. It's going to give me four options, and I'll have to appear as that celebrity at some point in the story. We got Miley Cyrus, John Bon Jovi,
nice,
Dwight Howard, and Michael Douglas.
Classic.
That's a good. Cool. That's a good four.
Yeah, it's a pretty good pull. I think I've done Michael Douglas before.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done John Bon Jovi.
I think Kara did Michael Douglas before.
Kara did Michael Douglas as well. But technically still host Kara has a Michael Douglas impression that haunts my brain. It just sticks in there because of the face he does when he's doing it. And for some reason he pulls his hair completely back while he's doing it.
Wow.
Yeah, he really committed to it.
He really did.
We all saw it.
And I think about it a lot. And that was like 2 years ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Wow. But I can't
hard to forget.
Get that face out of my head.
So, Chili.
I'm the narrator.
That means you're the narrator.
Yes.
You're going to get this.
High fives.
So, in order to get us started, we're going to go to canigetit.com for a location, a relationship, or a word. What would you like?
Let's get a word, please.
Good choice.
Pool.
Pool. Nice.
Pool.
Ready?
Whenever you're ready.
It was a hot summer day in the middle of the summer in June, and it was a public pool, and the boys and girls were running to the pool, and the lifeguard was saying, "Slow down on the deck, slow down on the deck." They were jumping in, cannonballs everywhere. It was a classic June day, right after school had been let out.
It was warm and hot, and two boys were having a splash fight in the pool.
Oh, take some water.
I don't think that's how you splash fight, Dave.
Yes, I know how to splash fight. Just one of the kids. Just one of the kids. Psh,
oh, psh. Okay. What are you, like 90?
No. 8.
Oh, it's like that movie Jack, where you age really quickly.
Sure. Yes, yeah. That's what it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We're having fun, right?
Sure. I guess. Yeah.
Oh, just... Just one of the kids.
I'm going to splash you now.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Just one of the kids.
At that moment, the lifeguard blew her whistle and told them to stop it.
Did you hear that?
I think you'll be hearing something, but my hearing's going.
No, I don't think it was very loud.
Oh, God.
God damn, I can't get this whistle to work. Can you guys hear me from over there?
What? Oh, yeah. What's up?
No splashing, okay? It just promotes bad energy in the pool, and it's really not the type of day I'm trying to have.
Then what are we supposed to do in the pool?
Swim.
Oh. But us kids, both of us, very kids, love to splash. We got to splash.
I mean, that might be true, but splashing leads to choking, leads to drowning.
Leads to choking?
Leads to choking, leads to drowning.
I'm not going
to
choke anybody.
You choke on a little bit of water.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's true. I didn't even think about that.
No, it's pretty scary all the ways you can die in that little pool, so just try and relax.
And I feel you would choke very easily because you smell like damp cabbage.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
You would smell me from up there in that high chair?
Yeah. It's a strong smell. The water's kind of warm, so it's kind of like a boiled cabbage thing going on.
Oh, I was hoping no one would notice.
Son, it's time to go home.
Is that your dad?
I think that's for me.
All right.
Son, come on. Come change into your clothes. Come home.
Nice and slow now out of the water.
In front of everybody.
Wait, were you naked?
Yes. Give me the clothes now. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not really regulation, but...
Son, is this lifeguard bothering you?
Yes, she said I couldn't splash.
I am going to call Parks and Rec immediately.
What? Well, it's my job to protect the children.
Enough
There's
out
been
of
a lot
you.
Of horrible things happening here recently.
Name one.
I've seen 6 deaths this week.
6 deaths this week? I think that shows more on you than anybody else.
Well, no.
How did they die?
One slipped. One fell off the back of the jumping board. One got whacked on the head with a floaty noodle.
Oh, and killed died?
Yeah.
Seems like a lot of safety issues that you should be on top of.
One had one of those blow-up arm things around its neck, and then it got blown up, and he suffocated.
So much for safety device.
One girl was trying to climb up my chair, and she fell off and died.
Jesus, you are awful.
And then while that kid was falling off, I got startled and kicked a kid into the pool by accident, and that kid drowned.
You kicked a kid in the pool. Wow. I am calling Parks and Rec.
Lifeguard, more like death guard.
It's an issue that you're here alone. Why are you here alone? It's the busiest
day
in June.
No one else can handle the stress of this job. I'm the only one with the zen.
This job shouldn't have that much
stress. Well, it does. There's a lot of deaths, especially this week. I don't know what's going on.
That's not a thing you should just throw out there.
Well,
you're awful.
What, do you want me to lie to you?
That's not very nice.
Thank you.
People are dying.
I'm trying my best here. It's your fault. Maybe you shouldn't bring
people are dying.
Your old, elderly little son to the pool. Yeah. That's
Listen,
on you.
We're just here to have fun and
my
swim.
My old, elderly son, Arthur?
I think they're on to me.
Arthur, what? Get out of the pool and put your clothes on. Your winky is out.
Please be careful.
That's one saggy winky.
You know
Carter?
What?
What?
Stop it.
How do you know my name?
I told him.
You know, I actually would like it if you would talk to the Parks and Rec people, because maybe I could get kind of some compensation and be let off for a break. I do feel I'm going a little bit...
Compensation?
This has not been an easy week for me.
Compensation for letting 7 people die? You should be in prison. That's where you should be.
Wow. You know, I'm 16. This is my first job. It's just... Yeah. I've never seen a death before this week, and now it's up to 6, and I feel like your son might be... close and be number seven on its way.
Sorry, sorry. You think my son's going to be next? You're predicting it? Wow.
Well, by this point, I get a certain feeling, you know?
If I had to guess, I would guess your son, too,
yeah.
To be honest.
Carter, you're an asshole.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're a bad kid.
He's just old.
Dad, come over here.
Yes, Arthur.
Yeah, just come close by the bushes here.
Yes, Arthur.
Yeah. I think they're onto us. I came in here trying to do some undercover investigation, but good news is that I had my tape recorder going this whole time. I think I got a full confession. It's just in my shorts here and... Oh, it's a bit wet.
Arthur, you're 80 years old. You're a terrible private investigator, and tape recorders are not being used by police anymore.
But I know, I'm a terrible... But did you see? Everyone didn't... know that I'm older than I am. I was doing a kid voice. I was like, oh, I'm a kid.
Yeah, and you went buck naked with your old shibboleth balls out in the pool. I don't think anyone noticed, you moron.
Hey, I'm just trying my best over here, okay? And I could have cracked it if my tape recorder didn't get all wet.
Help! Help!
Oh, no. Carter's pulling the lifeguard down into the pool.
Come play. I'm sorry you had a rough day.
I'll die. I'll die.
Can
die.
You not swim?
This is a death pool. I can't. I'll die in here. I just know it.
Is that why you don't save anybody?
Yeah. I can't swim. But also it's been a horrible week and some of that wasn't my fault. There's something else going on here.
Do we need to figure it out?
I mean,
can
I guess...
Can I help in any way?
At that moment, the lifeguard, she got up, she ran out of the pool and ran off, and so there was no supervision.
I guess not.
I gotta go.
Bye. Oh, shit.
Be careful in there.
We cut to that evening. The lifeguard, let's call her Claire, is home alone at her house, staring at the wall, drinking hot coffee.
Damn. I don't even know. Hello?
Yeah, Claire. It's me.
Hey.
Scotch.
Hey, Scotch. Come on in. I'm just trying to unwind a little bit. I had a crazy day.
What happened?
Just one kid died, but that's hardly anything at
Jesus,
this point.
Jesus, Claire. What's, like, how do people keep dying on your watch?
I swear it's not my watch. It's just something's going weird this week. I don't know what it is.
Well, look, I think you need to get out of this job and get back into school. That's your issue. You've taken too much time off of school.
I don't want to go back to school. This is a calling for me, and yeah, I can't swim,
but... It's a calling? You haven't finished high school yet.
That's okay.
Claire,
it's cool.
As your brother, I have to advise you to go back to school and get out of this. People are dying. You're going to get in trouble.
They're just going to die faster there without me.
Try Galt Collegiate Institute.
What was that?
I don't know.
Apply to...
Sorry, I'm just going to get my laptop. Type.
She types quickly into her laptop and looks for Gull University.
Oh my gosh, there's an opening. Type.
You're not finished high school. You can't go to this
place.
Why
not? Look it. It says apply now. It doesn't say, oh, so you can't swim and so you haven't finished high school.
No, no university website says
that,
Claire.
It just says apply now.
There are no requirements.
You know what? If you
There's
want...
There's no requirements at all.
No requirements for...
And send.
You know what? If it gets you out of the pool, I think you should go. I just want you to stop being around so many desks. It's going to mess you up.
Flash back to the Galt Institution recording for the advertisement. I just don't know if whispering into the radio is going to be a way to get people to come to the school.
But I think it's intimate.
Yeah, but I think it's just going to confuse people. I don't get how we're going to get people to actually want to come to our school this way.
It just makes people feel closer. Don't you feel closer to me when I'm doing this?
You know what?
It's like ASMR. Nah. Everyone loves ASMR. Everyone loves ASMR. There's not a person that doesn't.
You know what? I don't even care anymore. Just put it on the radio. I don't care. Just put it on the radio, okay?
I'm telling you, we're going to see it go up, 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 up.
At that moment, there's a knock on the door, and Claire is there, dressed in her best feather bonnet, excited for Gull University.
Oh. Hi. I don't know if you guys are the ones to talk to. I'm here for my first day. Are you the teacher here?
I am the head teacher, and this is my associate, the second teacher.
Hi. So I enrolled, and I'm kind of open to everything, hoping to figure out some stuff. I've had a rough week.
You enrolled?
Yeah, and I think I got an acceptance email.
Just give me one second here.
Yeah.
She enrolled.
I told you. It was probably my advertisement.
Yeah, it was.
It was. Oh. Did you hear something like this?
Yeah.
Enroll.
It was. Yeah. No, oh, I already did. I already did.
I know you must be starstruck right now.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a pretty big ass.
Oh my gosh.
I told you. I freaking told
this
you.
This is amazing.
I gotta say, I do have egg on my face right now.
You
because
do.
I am embarrassed because I didn't think it would work, and it did.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks.
Should we give you the tour?
Yeah, please. I would love a tour.
Okay.
I have to say, I am a bit shaken up. I had a weird week, so hopefully. But I'm sure everything
well,
here.
What happened?
Well, let's just say I used to be a lifeguard.
Oh. Say no more.
Yeah.
Cut to the FBI headquarters where the 80-year-old cop Arthur is standing with his fake father George talking to the head of the FBI.
So basically what I got here, is I was in the pool, I was naked, and I made a friend in the kids' pool. And then,
damn it, Arthur, I've told you. You're not supposed to make friends with kids in the pool, especially not when you're naked.
Information, details.
God damn it, this happened on the Glitzberg case. This happened on the last three cases you've worked on, Arthur.
I swear I told him not to bring the tape recorder into the pool. No one uses tape recorders anymore, Arthur.
I don't even know where you had the tape recorder. You were naked.
I heard six deaths. Boom, boom, boom. Boom,
you
boom.
Heard them?
Yeah, death, death,
you
death,
didn't
death.
See them?
No, but I heard a confession to deaths being taken place and safety.
Wait. Deaths taken. You mean you heard a confession to deaths taking place? That doesn't mean anything.
Well, she didn't mean to murder them exactly, but it was because of her that they died. One person slipped. Safety was not being enforced.
Somebody slipping is not cause for murder.
Pool
That's
noodle.
Just an accident.
Explosion of the. Dinger on your arm?
Dinger?
Excuse me?
Dinger? You are a complete moron. You realize that, right? Why is this man still walking here?
Arthur, you're on thin ice. If you weren't my nephew, I would have fired you months ago.
I swear to you, if you would have heard this tape recording I had, you'd be on my side right now.
No wonder there's so much crime in this country. The FBI is all over 80 years old.
Well, I only hire friends and family, and none of my family are young, okay?
Great. I'm the youngest person here at the spry age of 62.
Yeah, and it's disgusting.
I'm still nimble.
You don't smell enough like cabbage for this department.
Nimble? You almost had a heart attack in the pool.
I didn't. It was a ploy. It was to get a distraction so that you could arrest everyone in sight.
Jesus Christ, Arthur. We're never going to find this lifeguard. She is going to get away with all these murders.
You believe me?
Of course I believe you, but you have no information.
What do you mean you don't know how to find this lifeguard? Are you guys in the FBI or what? You don't know how to find somebody?
It's all Arthur's fault.
I could find her.
I could tell you how to find her right now if you want.
Probably by the pool.
Yeah, you could also go to the pool's records, find out who's employed there, and then find out where they live.
What's a what it's device very do simple you use for that? I'm 62.
You need to call the county clerk's office.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we could go take out a book at a library.
They have these things there. They're called computers. I don't understand them. They scare me.
Ooh.
But there's usually a nice young person there, at least 35, who can help you out.
Young?
Comparatively.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, I'm off there now. Do I have to take Arthur? Can I leave him here?
Listen, Arthur's kind of been losing it the last few years, and I've just kind of pawned him off on you because I don't really like you. So I want you to take him with you to make sure that he doesn't do anything too stupid. And then that way, if he does, I can blame you for it.
You're an asshole, you know that.
I'm also the head of the FBI.
Shit. All right, let's go, Arthur.
Flash to the county clerk's office.
I love you, Arthur.
Welcome to the county clerk's office. I know computers. Anyone want to use a computer?
Gosh, you're so young.
Yeah. You don't have to point it out or nothing, but...
We need some information. We're on a case.
little bit.
Hey, Mikey, I got the files that you asked for about the murders.
Thank you. I'll fax those off.
Oh, no,
is there a baby working here?
Hey, that's ageist of you.
Oh, I just don't think a baby should be at a county clerk's office.
Especially ageist.
That baby is one of the best Minesweeper players in the world.
Am I what?
Minesweeper.
Oh, I'm not familiar with your young games.
Well, it's an old game that you just quick.
Look, enough of this harsh posh. I need to find information out on a young lifeguard named Claire.
Okay, so you just want to use...
Wait a minute, it says here she's 16. That's so old.
That's very old.
That's like a grandma.
Are you sure that's the right person? Because you said young.
I thought there was supposed to be someone 35 working here. What happened to that person?
Oh, you must mean our dad.
I'm 3 and he's 5.
35 between us.
Jesus Christ, that's stupid at the FBI. All right. I need information on Claire.
Okay, bring up the database.
I think I'm getting the hang of this computer.
Arthur, get out from behind the computer.
Oh no, system failure. Blue screen of death.
Arthur, what are you doing back there?
He somehow wiped our whole system.
Great, now we'll never find this young woman.
No, I'm just about there.
Why are you hitting me? Don't hit me.
Jesus, Arthur, you're going to get us in jail.
This kid's got the knowledge, and I just need to...
Stop it. Get it out. Stop it, mister. Please, stop.
Gosh darn it. Wait a second. It's up on the screen now.
I told you I'd get it.
Arthur, you surprise me sometimes. I still hate you, though.
This guy knows computers better than us.
Okay, it says she's enrolled in university. At Gull University. Studying kinesiology.
Well, well, well.
Makes sense, she was a lifeguard.
I think we'll have to go to Gold.
Off we go, Arthur. Let's go. Into the car. Cut to Gull University, where Claire is in her first class.
And the hip bone is the leg bone is connected to it. And then from there, we make our way down to the knee.
Oh, wow. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming to this school. This is my first.
I thought there would be more students, honestly.
What?
I thought that I would have classmates.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm right here at the back. I'm also in this classroom.
Yeah, but you don't participate.
Yeah, that's true. I play Minesweeper on my phone. 150 points.
That's why you're my favorite student, Joey Tortellini.
What?
Oh, God bless everyone in this class. All right, home time.
Hey, I was trying to go down into the main corridor.
Oh.
Last night and
we don't go to the main corridor.
Yeah, there was no one else down there.
Yeah, it's empty for a reason.
Why?
Well, listen, I don't usually tell students this on their first day of class, but something horrible happened in that main corridor years ago that we don't like to talk about. And as a precaution, we ask that people stay away from that corridor. I hope that you can understand and not go in there no matter how much your curiosity gets the better of you, no matter how much you're going to think about it when you go home and you're in your dorm room and you're thinking about, well, I wonder what's in that corridor. Yeah, I don't care. You stay.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. And don't forget to study
At that moment, the professor slams his fist down on the desk in anger.
Ah! Below the knee! Covered to the knee.
Sorry, below the knee.
Claire runs off, confused.
I gotta get to that corridor. Maybe there's something in there. What the... Hello?
Oh, sorry, I left the radio on. It was more ads for the university.
Oh. Anyway, I gotta get to that corridor.
I'm gonna get back to my classroom. I gotta go back
to my dorm room.
Yeah, okay, bye.
I gotta get to that corridor.
Wait a minute. Nah, I'm just thinking something else. I'm gone.
Hmm.
Claire wanders through the school
and finds a shortcut where no one is looking to the front corridor.
Hello? Hello? I'm looking for some answers. Hi. My name's Claire.
Get out! Get out!
Okay, I hear that. I was a lifeguard. Are you familiar?
In the war, we had no lifeguards.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
In the other war, we did.
Oh, great. Okay, great.
But we hated them.
Okay.
They wouldn't let us splash. That's why.
Well, splashing leads to choking, leads to dying.
On the War of the Seas, we could have used a lifeguard.
Oh, Shut up. Oh, my God. Everyone hates you, Splashy Joe.
I thank you all for being here.
What? Why would you thank us? We live here. You came to us. Get the hell out of
here. Well, I know. I just need a few answers. So
what the hell do you think we are? Like an encyclopedia to appease your...
Yeah. What? I don't even know why I'm here. I was drawn here for some strange reason. I'm not interested in kinesiology, but the universe seemed to be pointing me to this exact place, so here I am.
I was drawn to the war.
Okay. And did you encounter death while you were there?
I'm a freaking ghost, you idiot.
Okay.
Of course I freaking died.
Did anyone ever die in strange ways?
Oh,
ever? Or you mean here?
In your lives, did you witness it? Because I've witnessed a lot of things now. I don't know quite how to handle it.
Guys, should we help her out? I don't want to.
Why not?
Because I don't like the living.
Wait, it looks like you've got a little bit of a limp going on there.
Oh, thank you for noticing. Even though I'm floating, you can still notice.
Do you know something about hip bones, legs, and knees that
might
help?
Yeah. What most people don't know is they're actually all connected.
What?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Yes.
It's true. So help stretch out one of the parts, the rest of it, you might find some ease of your pain and maybe you might be able to cross over even.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe you should try and see what happens.
Yes.
Is it working?
Ooh.
Oh my God. I don't know if we should be here.
Should I go?
I think I want to go too.
Oh. I feel like I can dance again.
Oh, that's great.
Oh.
Wow, you truly are a master of kinesiology.
Thank you.
What do you want to know from us?
I want to know, how do you deal with seeing massive amounts of death in a short amount of time? And how can you explain these sort of things? And is it me? Am I cursed? Or is it... You know, God or the universe? And is it a ghost or is it a vampire? I don't know what's going on.
At that moment, Claire sits down, puts her head in her hands, and sighs in pain.
Oh, don't cry. It's okay. Come on, get off the floor. That's silly.
Yes, yes.
Come to the Chesterfield.
Okay,
have a seat.
Thank you.
Look,
no.
Death is a part of life.
Mm-hmm.
At one point we're alive, at one point we're dead, and it happens before you know it.
Yeah.
But you just have to accept that you're going to lose some people in your life.
Yeah, old Salty Joe here didn't even know he was dead for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. I was just here with everyone else, thinking, oh my God, what a good group of friends.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they broke it to me one day, and... Yeah, it was hard.
We just couldn't bear to break his little heart.
Damn, I'm sorry about that.
You just can't escape death.
Yeah.
And sometimes death surrounds you because you are the true target.
And because we're ghosts now, so we're literally surrounding you with death.
Wait, so maybe I'm the true target.
The true target. And it just keeps missing you.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just like Final Destination. Oh, I've seen every one of them.
Shut up, Salty Joe. Don't watch your live people movies.
I do worry that also maybe the FBI might be after me because I was quite involved in these deaths. Not intentionally, but I was there for all.
Wait a second.
All of them.
The FBI. Is there a gentleman named Arthur who works for the FBI?
Your brother?
It's my brother.
Oh my gosh.
He was a draft dodger.
He sounded like a real piece of shit to me.
Yeah.
He lied to get out of the war, said he was ill, and he got out of the war.
And then they made you go, and you got died.
He is dead to me.
And you are dead to him,
literally dead, so it works out. You bring Arthur here.
I think he's going to come on his own.
Whoa, I'll give him a piece of my mind.
Whoa, is that Journey?
Living on is a it? Take my hand. We'll make it, I swear. I think it's Bon Jovi.
Oh, I thought it was Journey.
Where is that music coming from?
The FBI barges in the door. Whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa,
living on a prayer.
Sorry.
Take my hand.
I left the radio on. I'll just turn that off. I'm going to go back to finish my lesson plan.
Okay, thanks. See
you later. Looking for the main office.
Oh, is it down the hall to the left?
Heg you. Off we go, Arthur. Living on a prayer. Look, we need someone. Excuse me. Do you work here?
Yes.
We're looking for a young lady named Claire.
Oh, Claire. Yeah, she's our newest kinesiology student.
We need her.
Okay.
She's wanted on the steel horse she rides. Oh, yeah. She's wanted.
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
Oh, my God. What did she do?
She murdered several people.
Murdered?
That's right. And we're on the case.
I just saw her like an hour ago. That she murdered? Oh, my God. I just taught her about the leg bones.
Look, don't panic. We don't want her to run.
Oh, my God. This is very upsetting. I've never been around a murderer before.
Well, you've been around a murderer now. But don't worry. Arthur and I will protect you.
You will?
Yes.
Will you put me into witness protection if I tell you where she is?
Of course.
And then I can change my name and move somewhere warm?
Of course, of course.
And then I can have a cool backstory like...
All right, this is unnecessary.
You could be Johnny and you could work on the dock.
Arthur, don't indulge him!
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I got zapped. Sorry,
electrical storm.
I'm out of the scene.
There she is. There she is.
Go get her. Go get her.
They start running. They start running very slowly down
She's
the hall.
Much faster than us. Somebody please stop her.
Don't worry, Claire. We'll slow them down.
Thanks. At that moment, they stop in the corridor and they hear the voices.
What the
hell is going on here?
She sounds like she's surrounding us.
Hey, Soggy Boy.
Soggy Boy? Am I still wet? I was in the pool so long ago.
Who goes there?
It's me, Arthur. Arthur, FBI.
That's what I thought.
Whoop.
Wait Pull down your pants.
Oh, no, my pants.
What did you say your name was?
It's Arthur. Can't you tell by the tattoo on my butt cheek that he just pulled down my pants?
Arthur, eh?
Or you think I tattooed someone else's name on my butt cheek?
Do you recognize me, Arthur?
Oh, my God.
Do you recognize my face, you jackass? Do you recognize me, Arthur? Well, you shouldn't. I don't know you.
Yeah, I don't recognize you, but you're my no-good brother, my loser brother.
No good. No good. Who lied and said they had a terminal illness and couldn't go into the war like a coward?
Oh, me?
Yes, you, Arthur.
Was it cowardly or was it smart? Now I work for the law.
If I had real
Probably
hands,
got a lot more done than you did.
I'd slap you across the face. You didn't get shit done.
Do you want me to pants him again?
Yes.
Okay, I'll pull your pants up.
Just pull them
and pull
up.
Them down.
Oh, it takes so long to get them back up.
If the young girl wasn't here right now, I'd have you killed.
What?
Have me killed.
What?
Why would you do that?
Death is after me, and all this is happening, and you guys all went to war. I probably was the cause of the wars back in the day, but I wasn't born
Don't
yet.
Don't be ridiculous, young lady.
Clearly, death has it out for me. 6 innocent children dead on my watch in a pool that I don't know how to swim in, and now I'm here, and you are probably going to kill each other if you weren't already ghosts, and everyone around me has been dying, and I feel like my teacher, he didn't look well this morning.
I think you're probably right.
And then Claire pulls a shotgun out
of her pants. I just didn't get a lot of sleep last night, okay? I was very nervous.
I feel like you're declining mentally and physically, and it's my fault.
Jesus, put that gun away. Are you nuts?
Oh. No, I'm not. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Look, Claire, you have a lot to live for. Young lady, we need you in the police station for answers. You cannot murder yourself. Now put the gun down.
Claire, you're a master kinesiologist. You're going to make so many people better.
But not if they're all dead.
Claire, look. What we said before about life and death and anger, it's just bitterness and anger. You've got a wonderful heart. You need to be here to help people. Look, none of those deaths were your mistake.
It was just something that happened.
If no one else has the guts to do it, I'll do it.
What?
Oh!
Oh, he shot himself.
Arthur.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. You give love.
Jesus, my brother. Name. What have I done? I killed my brother.
Oh, he killed himself.
He killed himself.
I mean, I led to it.
No,
right?
Really, I led to it. Let's be honest. That was my fault.
Another death. You will be locked up for life.
I gotta say, another death that really had nothing to do with you.
But I inspired him. I gave the big speech about killing me, and he tried to kill me, but he killed himself.
Wow. Look, I think we've made a terrible mistake. I see now that you're not responsible for any murder. You're just a victim of circumstance.
Bring, 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 bring.
This is my telephone.
Bring, bring.
He takes out a big rotary phone from his pocket. Hello?
Is Arthur there?
I have some bad news.
What do you mean you have some bad news? Did he get lost again?
Arthur's dead.
Yeah, that.
What did you say?
Arthur's
bread?
Nope. Arthur has passed on.
Passed on what?
Passed on life. He's no longer with us.
Arthur's dead?
Yes, that's right. I could say it many ways, but then we're just doing a Monty Python sketch.
What's wrong with that?
Yes, I'm a big Monty Python fan myself. It's huge. It was
I'm just
big
saying
when I was a little boy.
They're very... A little boy.
Yeah, 25.
That's right. You are a youngin', aren't you?
Yes, 62.
Well...
Look, your brother's dead and I'm sorry. I take full responsibility and I have some other news... Claire is innocent. She's a victim of circumstance.
What does he think?
So this was all for nothing then. My brother is dead.
He thinks I need to kill myself or it's all
for nothing.
Claire
is innocent. This whole investigation was a fraud. Maybe it's time I retired from the FBI.
I think it's time we all closed up.
Please make sure he doesn't kill him. Make sure he doesn't kill himself.
Sorry?
Please make sure he doesn't kill himself.
Uh-oh. Well, I guess we were like clearing
house. Sorry, I was cleaning my gun and I shot. I went off.
Boss,
I'm okay. Yeah.
Boss, I don't want you to kill yourself.
Kill myself.
I thought that's what you were gonna do.
Why would I do that?
I'm terribly sorry.
Do you know the kind of pension I get from this job? I'm going traveling.
Oh, okay. I'll see you later then.
I probably won't. I'm already booked my ticket. I'm gone.
That's awesome.
Great to hear from you, boss.
Tell Claire I say thank you for helping me find life again.
Claire, thank you for helping the boss find life again.
Wow.
Well, that's another case wrapped up.
It's my life. And it's now or never.
I'm only gonna live forever. At this moment, the professor comes out of his classroom and sees all the ruckus going on.
Oh.
Oh, hey, professor.
Oh, jeez, you're still here?
Yeah, but we sorted it out, and we're innocent, and I know...
But before she can say anything, the professor, who's assumed that Claire was a murderer, takes out his gun and shoots Claire.
Ha ha, bang.
I know I'm...
No! 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 She's in... Claire!
What?
Claire!
Oh my goodness. My top kinesiology student. Wait a minute. Claire, I'm so sorry. I thought you were a murderer.
No, she's a victim of circumstance.
Circumstance.
Maybe,
Maybe together we can use the power of kinesiology to heal you.
I don't think that's how kinesiology works.
My
the hip bone is connected to the leg bone.
God, this quite off.
It's connected to the knee bone. And as they chanted these words, a soft glow began to emanate from the bullet wound. The bullet rose out of Claire's leg. And it reformed back into a full bullet and shot back into the gun. Claire was alive.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank God.
But the gun was dying.
Oh, my God, no. The gun.
It's okay. My whole life, all I've done is kill people.
I don't know the kinesiology of a gun. I can't help you.
This is like a Star Wars situation where Kylo Ren gave all his energy to save Rey, and now Kylo Ren is dialing. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the new Star Wars, I'm a big fan.
I hadn't seen it, but I'm dying, so this is good.
Shoot, I don't know kinesiology.
The triggers connected to the...
No, that's not... I don't think so.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's better this way.
Just close your eyes.
Just tell my family. I never really loved them.
Okay.
Well, I think I'm going to take off. I'm quitting work, and I'm probably going to head on a vacation myself. I'm thinking about hitting up the Dominican for a little bit.
Sounds nice.
And then the police officer, the FBI officer, runs out into his car and off into the sunset. Claire is left there with a lot of dead people.
Somehow this week really turned around.
Registered to Galt Collegiate Institute today.
And then the lyrics and credits come on the screen. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
Spooked. That was a scary story.
Amazing.
Wow.
I think I did better than last time. Just by a little bit.
What are you talking about?
I feel good about. I feel better about that one. Narrator's a little bit tricky.
Yeah.
It's a difficult because they keep keeping the plot moving, and I was like, I don't know if they want me to jump in here and stuff.
But I don't think we had a loose hole. I think it was.
Mm-hmm. It was.
I guess you singing was the impression, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little weak on the impression.
Yeah. I thought it was good.
Yeah, it brought him into the story, but it didn't have to be Bon Jovi being a part of the story.
Yeah, and well, we needed a little bit of music.
Yeah, it turned into Bon Jovi the musical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Broadway is going to be
hitting us up. I feel like if there was a Bon Jovi musical, this is what it would be about.
Any way you want it is not Bon Jovi.
No, it's not.
It's not appropriate, though.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It does feel like a college song, though.
Yeah. Glee. That was fun.
Have you ever been that scared in your life?
No. Yeah. That was horrifying.
I think if you didn't believe in ghosts, then you now would.
Yeah.
Damien.
What? I believe in the education system.
I believe in the power of the knee.
I'm sorry. What was the professor dying at the end there, or was that a gun?
That was
die?
A gun.
The
die.
Gun died.
That really threw me through a loop. I was like, the professor dies, the professor's still alive. That's where I got lost.
Yeah. No. The bullet went back and killed the gun.
Yeah.
What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything.
Well,
it means a lot, Jilly. It means a lot.
You know what else will mean a lot to you? Some plugs.
Oh.
Yeah, do you want to start with some
that
plugs?
That was a weak one.
Okay.
That one was a weak one?
Some plugs. You can watch or listen to a Fuck Girls podcast on the Sonar Network. Anywhere you do, and you can do whatever you like and have breakfast. And
most important meal of the day.
I'm glad you gave people permission to do whatever they like.
It's, I mean, yeah, you have to do what you want.
It's important.
Mm-hmm. I was going to a life coach for a bit, and she would try and figure out like what is really important to me, and what was most important to me is that I'm doing what I want all the time and never doing anything I don't want to do. That was like my purest form.
What good advice.
I know.
That you paid for that.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, just do what you want. These are my plugs, by the way.
Great plug.
I would love an agent. now I'm talking to the universe.
You're just asking? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
And
so if we got any agents listening, give us a call.
Yeah, please.
We'll just email them this episode.
Please. Mm-hmm. I can do it. I know I could do it.
So what? Why do we?
Anything you want.
Can we get some? Are you looking at commercial acting?
Yeah, anything. Anything.
Anything. Okay, well, there you go. General agents out there.
I'll do it.
Yeah. You'll do it. It'll be good.
And yeah, that's about it. Go to, I guess you can follow me on Perry7Platypus7.
Perry the Platypus?
Yeah.
Phineas and Ferb?
Yeah. And you can all follow my little brother at Nolan7Platypus, which is just so cute to me.
What, how old's your brother?
Well, now he's 19.
Was he 7, though?
No.
Never?
Never.
He just went 6 and then 8?
Actually, in my mind, he was 6 for a long time.
I'm sure he liked that.
Yeah.
He's like, you're only 6. He's like, I'm 50.
Yeah. He really is sister. A little 6 baby. Anyway. Yeah.
Amazing.
Sorry, that was like effed.
Chili, anything you want to plug?
I got some new earplugs. No, that's bad. I have a show that's called Pay What You Can't on the third Sunday of every month. This probably won't come out before the next one. Feb 16 is the next one, and then whenever the March one is, it's at 8 p.m. And this may come out before my Sketchfest show, March 6th and 7th, at 7:30 p.m. at Comedy Bar in the Cabaret Space with my troupe Freak in the Beats. And we get some new stuff. They're going to be really, really fun shows. Sketchfest is an amazing time for Toronto. It's like Comedy Christmas, so go to some of these shows, and there's so many good ones out there. Best of Friends who've been on this podcast, they're amazing. I'll plug them. Just go to the website. Any of those shows are going to be great. And Freaking the Beats is the show to get tickets to. So I hope to see everyone there.
That was really good, Chili.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Are you being paid by Sketchfest right now?
Yeah. It's like Christmas for comedy.
That's what they say. I'm only second year in, and I'm still trying to rub elbows with Paul and Julianne Snaps who run the festival.
That's cool.
Julie, if you don't mind, I'd love to do a plug. This is your show now.
Oh, it's my show now?
What?
Okay, yeah. No, we're good. Damien, you got anything for us?
What'd you want to plug?
February 15th, 8:30 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Let's bring Shawn Mendes to Comedy Bar 2, hosting that bad boy. And hopefully he'll come. It's after Valentine's Day, so I assume he'll
better be there.
Cabello.
You better be there.
It sold out really quick, first one. It was a really, really good show.
He's got to sign my photo.
Yeah. Also, follow us at Spooked Podcast. We'll be tweeting out all of this stuff. As well as go to thesonarnetwork.com. You'll see a full profile on Jordan and on Chili with direct links to their social medias.
God bless.
Damn. Mm-hmm. And you can check out my website, which my mom loves.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
What's the website?
It's just a personal website. I post shows and sometimes write little
I was actually
things.
Reading it the other day.
Oh, yeah?
But
like,
what is the website?
Oh, www. JordanBrown.com.
Okay.
Great.
I like the tongue-tied article, especially.
Oh, thank you. It's true.
Spooked?
Spooked.
You got no plugs?
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!